This exercise is called the self-compassion break. It's an informal practice that can be applied any time, whenever we find ourselves in a moment of stress or distress. And based on the Mindful Self-Compassion course developed by Chris Germer and Krista Neff. It has three components of self-compassion: mindfulness, common humanity, and self-kindness or support. It also uses the power of words. This will be led as a reflection. However, you can start doing this after you've practiced quite easily in your life. So as we begin to practice self-compassion, I would suggest that you first use something in a mild to moderate range that you might be struggling with. Not a big problem. We don't want to overwhelm ourselves as we're first learning this skill of self-compassion. So allow yourself to become aware of a problem in your life, some situation that is giving you some stress. It might be a work problem or relationship problem, or perhaps a friend who's struggling. Anything that is causing you some distress. Allow yourself to clearly visualize this problem. See, hear, or feel your way into it to the extent that you experience some uneasiness in your body, feeling it right now. How does it feel to have this discomfort? And applying the first component of the self-compassion course is mindfulness. This is a moment of stress or struggle. Feeling it this moment in our bodies, naming it. You might even like to say, a part of me is feeling, and go ahead and name whatever it is. Part of me is in distress, a part of me is feeling. Allowing this part of you to be noticed right here, right now. Giving yourself some spaciousness to really notice this part of you that may be feeling this way or struggling. There may be some other words that help to validate this. This hurts. Ouch. Giving yourself this validation, naming it for yourself. And then remembering the insight into common humanity, that life is a struggle. When we struggle, we're not alone. Others also have these parts. This is how it feels when a person struggles in this way. Stress is a part of living, and this is how it feels. I am not alone. And finally, part three. Reminding ourselves that this is an opportunity for compassion. May I give kindness to myself? May I give myself what I need? May I treat myself as I would a good friend? May I be patient? May I be strong? And if you're having difficulty finding the right words, you might imagine a good friend struggling in a similar situation. And what would you say to this person? I'm here for you. Validating their experience. This is difficult. Or maybe giving them some support. You can do this. I believe in you. So what words would you give to them? And see if you can offer yourself these same words. Treating yourself the same way you would treat a friend. and whenever you are ready, opening your eyes.